It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Voice of the Valley brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. My guest today is Teresa Will. She's the administrator of the City County Health District office. And Teresa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Teresa, you've got some new news to give us on what's the latest is. Of course, we heard from the CDC that they're going to allow children between 12 and 15 to get the Pfizer vaccine. You'll give us an update on that. How many, we'll start out first, though, I guess, how many active cases do we have in Barnes County? I guess that number is pretty low as well.
Yes, it is. Currently, we only have 4 active cases in Barnes County, 776 across our whole state. So we're looking good. Numbers continue to go down. Testing, I wouldn't say we're doing a lot of testing right now, but people aren't symptomatic, so not presenting to be tested, which is a good thing.
And for people who are interested, I know we've heard a lot about the Pfizer vaccine. Now it will be open to children, students 12 to 15. But not quite. You're not quite ready yet here in Barnes County. Tell us about where you're at with that.
Well, we have to order vaccine. It's a specific vaccine that has been authorized for 12 to 15. And that's the Pfizer vaccine. So it has quite stringent storage requirements. So we are going to survey first and get an idea of how many doses we might need for the 12 to 15. And then I'll order it, hopefully by the end of this week or the first of next week. And we will have a vaccine available by the end of next week. We're tentatively planning a Pfizer clinic for that age group and others at Valley City Public Schools on the 21st of May.
And for those now who are 18 and over, they can come into City County Health District and receive either a Moderna or a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Is that right?
That's right. We have both readily available. You can just come in and request the vaccine that you want. There's some questions that we need answered to assure that you're appropriate for the vaccine, and we will give you the vaccination that you choose. We're still getting a fair number of people walking in on a daily basis. Johnson & Johnson, some prefer that single dose, and that's fine. All 3 vaccines are good, effective vaccines.
Well, speaking of that, for those people who are still undecided, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, there is going to be a live virtual webinar with Dr. Paul Carson and Dr. Tracy Newman. Tell us about this.
Yes, I think that's going to be a very good webinar. Dr. Carson is an infectious disease specialist, and I've worked with him throughout the pandemic. And he's a great educator. So if you have questions or concerns, please attend the webinar and ask those questions. Dr. Newman is a pediatrician and works more closely with the younger population. So we'll also be able to answer questions about the vaccine and that population. So if you have any concerns with the new guidelines that are authorizing us to vaccinate 12 to 15-year-olds, please attend and get your concerns answered.
That's right. To get those concerns answered about the COVID-19 vaccine, that's from 7 to 8 tonight. The webinar starts at 7 p.m. tonight. And if you want to get connected by way of Zoom, you can either contact this email by going to ndsu.cire@ndsu.edu, or you could just simply Google NDSU Center for Immunization Research and Education and then look to see how you can get connected to that webinar tonight at 7 o'clock. Teresa, thanks for joining us again today on our Voice of the Valley. Anything else I just quickly to add that I forgot to ask you, though?
Just a quick reminder that we are still testing Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 12:30 to 1:30. The National Guard is actually helping us with that, so they are testing out of our west back door, and you just drive up, get tested, and you can be on your way.
All right.
But you do need to register at testreg.nd.gov.
All right, very good. There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley, which is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities.